Leading the news this morning, residents in Wagga Wagga in southern New South Wales are fleeing their homes this morning as floodwaters approach a record peak. More than 8,000 people have been ordered to evacuate. The Murrumbidgee River is expected to reach 10.9 metres later this morning, and authorities fear it could breach the town's levee. And at least 40 homes and businesses are underwater in Namurka in northern Victoria. Communities downstream are preparing for flooding later in the week. And residents in southern Queensland are preparing for more flash floods, with heavy rain again forecast for today. Overseas, and the US President Barack Obama is urging Israel to give sanctions against Iran more time to work. The President is meeting Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the White House to discuss Tehran's nuclear ambitions. But Mr. Netanyahu isn't ruling out a military strike on Iran. International monitors say there are serious irregularities in Russia's presidential election, with the polls skewed in favour of Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin won 64% of the vote, and in what's seen as a concession to the opposition, Russia's outgoing president has ordered a review into the conviction of the former oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky. And Finance Minister Penny Wong says the coalition needs to give details on its budget savings. The coalition's finance spokesman Andrew Robb yesterday distanced himself from the opposition's paid parental leave scheme, but he later clarified his commitment to the plan. Senator Wong says Mr. Robb's initial comments show the coalition can't afford its policies.